The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so one last point on the Mitzvah Chaviva thing. This is the Rav thing I was looking for yesterday. So this is in Mipnine HaRav on page 189. So he has a little thing here, which you can take or leave. Okay, I think it's interesting. So he says, Kasav HaRama, Perek Dal Me Chanukah, Hil Lacha Yud Beis, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva, Hi Ad Me'od. So that's what the Rama says. Tzarech Lahavin, Kavanasa B'zeh. We need to understand his intent. My Chavivusa Tfei Me'asher Shar Mitzvah Torah. Why is it more Chaviv than other Mitzvahs of the Torah? Tzarech Lahavin, V'im Nomar Mishum Shiesh Ba Inyan Shal Pisa Minisa. So he adds a new question here, which we didn't explicitly say if this is because
himself in that.
What, and, on the Hari Kedem?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe I'm mixing the two. So if it's because it has Pishuminisa, Kidamashma Mehem Shech Lashono, as it's implied by the rest of his halacha there, but Tarak Adam Lizar Bakle Hodia Hanes, in Kain Lav Davka Ner Hanukkah, Ella Af Arba Kosos, Heseva Umik Megillah. So he says three things, right? Arba Kosos and Heseva is presuming Nisa. It's funny because we don't actually say that that's presuming Nisa, but I guess the implication, because it has the same halacha here of the Yerkayev to like, even if you're supported by tzedakah, but then also Mikra Megillah, which we say is Shasa Nisim. We say what?
I'm
by Megillah, right. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Shemavarachim Aleim Shasa Nisim. Gamkin Baos Hain Lashem Pirsuminisa, Velomatinu Shiyikru Lachol Elu Mitzvos Chavivos in the Rambam, right? Yeah, we don't find that these are called by the Rambam Mitzvos Chavivos. Hanir Lomar, so his answer, so we don't need to think about because we've done this. So Hanir Lomar, Bekovanas Alpia Gemara Shabbos. Okay, you know, actually, I think I have this in English. Hold on. What did I call it? Miracle Oil? Yeah, is this the Gemara he's referring to? I took this up 1 year, and I don't remember anything that I said. Chaf Beis, Amud Beis. Yeah, okay, so this is the Gemara. Mesiv Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis objected. I don't know what he's objecting to. He says, Michutz LaParochas HaIdus, Ya'aroch, you should arrange it, which is the Ner, outside of the Parochas HaIdus, the curtain of testimony. V'chi La'oro Hutzarech? Does God need the menorah's light? Chas v'shalom, no. V'halo kol arba'im shana shalchu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. This is funny, Raya. Wasn't for all 40 years that they were in the midbar. Lo halchu ela la'oro. They only walked by his light, right? I mean, God's fully capable of providing light. Okay. Ela edus hi labaya olam she'ashchina shura b'Yisrael. Rather, it is a testimony to the world that the Shechina dwells in Israel. My edus, what is the testimony? Amar Rav Zoner Ma'aravi Shenosin Ba Shemin Kamidas Chavruseha Umimena Haya Madlik Ba Uba Haya Masayim. So this is a cryptic phrase. So it was the Western Nair that oil was placed in the same measure as its fellows, and from it they would light, and with it would conclude. Okay, so what does this mean? So Rashi explains. Hold on a second. So, i.e. the Western, this is from the Steindl's translation, the westernmost lamp would continue burning throughout, or maybe this article, can't remember. The westernmost lamp would continue burning throughout the day after all the others were extinguished. The rest of the lamps burn only at night, and each night he would relight the rest of the lamps from the westernmost lamp. So that when we say the Ner Tamid, it was the, this is the thing that I had to go through this. I don't know if everyone already knows this because they're familiar with Mikdash stuff. I didn't actually know what the Ner Tamid was before I did this thing. I think we think of Ner Tamid as like the thing in the shul, but this is the westernmost candle of the menorah. Okay, now, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. So, what does it mean, the westernmost candle of the menorah? The one that's closest to the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay.
And it was always lit, right?
And yeah, so that's what he's saying, is it was always lit. Yeah, right. So, hold on just a second. Is this correct? Yeah, so the Kodesh Kodashim is in the west. And the menorah is in which direction?
South.
The south. Okay, yeah. Yeah, how do you remember that? Because I have my own quirky mnemonic device.
Well, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, you visualize it? Okay, yeah.
Separately, how, like, west relative to what?
What?
Those are objective direct. Like, north is like... The directions are objective. You're thinking left and right is relative, but north... The directions are always objective.
Well,
in the northern hemisphere. I mean, yeah.
I think it's so serious. Like, you mean West relative to wherever the center of this midrash is.
No, I mean in the west.
Yeah, meaning we have a compass rose, then the Kodesh HaKodeshim is in the west, and then the menorah is in the south, and the Shulchan is in the north, and then you enter from the east, you know. Okay, fine. So Rashi explains. So Baha Masayim. Oh yeah, this is my weird mnemonic because my mom has a friend whose email address is Menorah North because she was a Jew and she was like in the Northwest or whatever. And I always think to myself, it's the opposite of my mom's friend's email address. So that's how I remember it, but it's not gonna work for her.
I think the reason that
it's
because of that Chazal that I like a lot about
The facing
one way or the other.
Right.
So I always know that you face left. Like when you're in the Heichal, you would face left to go to the menorah.
Wouldn't you face right? If you walk into the Heichal, you'd face right.
You would daven towards facing the south.
Yeah, the south, but that's to the right though, isn't it?
No.
If you're in the Heichal.
If you walk into the Heichal, west is right here, then south is right. It's to the left.
South is to the wait. Yeah.
So never eat soggy waffles.
That's your mnemonic? Ours was never eat soggy Wheaties.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes, that's what he's saying, the opposite.
Yeah, that was just saying my mom's email is wrong. My mom's friend's email is wrong. Yeah. That's how I know.
So
yeah.
I think I just know that because I think it says face. It might say in the Chazal. It
could be, yeah. Because for me, I can, whenever I remember that Chazal, I have to remember it via this.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, all right. Anyway, so Rashi says, the Gemara itself is not so clear. It just says the Nirmal Ravi would have the same amount of oil as the rest, and then he would light with it and then conclude with it. So Rashi explains, Ubahai Masayim, Tanan, Mesachus Tamid, Lam Gimamarav, Nichnas Umata Neros Mizrachim Dolkos. So if he enters and finds the eastern candles lit, midashin hamizrahi umeniach as hamaravi, he would empty out the eastern ones and leave the western one dolek. He would leave it lit. Shemimenu madlig as hamenorah bein harbaim, because that's what he would use to light the menorah in the evening. Matzu shikvar shikava, if he found that it was extinguished, kigon mishmes Shimon HaTzadik. That was when Shimon HaTzadik died, the menorah went out. Madliko mi mizbach ha'ola. He would light it from the mizbach ha'ola. V'hada amrinu b'seder yuma, hatavas chamisha neros, kodam hatavas shte neros, mashma kuhu hava metiv shachris, v'yali fula mikrai, haino b'shelo haya hanes miskayim. What was this case here? So it says the lighting of the five candles precedes the lighting of the two candles, which implies that all of them were lit at shachris. I don't know why it's dividing between five and two. And it's learned out from Psukim. This is when the miracle didn't persist and they found it extinguished. Because the pasuk is not relying on there's going to be a miracle. Now here's the key phrase. Rashi even uses the word chaviv. As long as Yisrael is dear, is beloved, hayadolik kol hayom v'hainu edusa, then the nir would last all day, and that was his testimony. Okay, so who cares? The Rav cares. So the Rav says, he quotes this and he says. He quotes the whole Gemara and Rashi. Kozman shayu Yisrael chavivin hayadolek v'neis kol hayom. V'neis zeh hayad b'kdei laharos chavivus Yisrael. So this neis demonstrated the belovedness of Israel to Hashem. Shanachnu ha'ama nivchar, that we are the chosen people. Shebimeha chashmonayim bikshu ha'misyavnim lahafir yisod zeh. In the days of the chashmonayim, self-Greekifiers, meaning the people who I guess became Hellenist devotees.
The
self-Greekers, right? Oh, Miss Yavnim.
I guess the Hellenizers? Or
yeah. No, the self-Hellenists. Yeah. People who made themselves. Yeah.
It's like the Hellenian, the Cyprus.
But I'm trying to emphasize the Hispael.
Okay.
They made themselves into Greeks, the people who made themselves into Greeks. Okay. Or Hispael can, this is a good thing to know grammatically. Hispael could either mean making yourself or it can mean faking it. So those are two. Like in Mishlei, there's a pasuk Yesh Mis Asher Ve'en Kol Yesh Mis Roshesh V'Hon Rav, something like that. Which the Mefarshim say either means there's someone who makes himself rich, but he is actually poor, and there's someone who makes himself poor, but he's actually rich. And then there's another interpretation that there's people who act rich, but they have nothing, and people who act poor. So I don't know which one he means here. Anyway, the entire hatred of the Romans and the Greeks towards Israel was because of this reason. That they, Romans and Greeks, didn't want to accept the chosenness of Israel. Therefore, the perpetual miracle of the Ner Maravi, and the Nes of the Pach Shemen, demonstrate to everybody the connection, the special connection between us and between God. And it testified to the fact that the Shekhinah rests with Israel, is dwelling with Israel. Did you end up, I overheard your, because it was 3 weeks ago, when you were saying, you were translating Shura as steeped. The Shekhinah was steeped.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes. I was curious as to how Rav Pesach responded to that. Because I thought, I can't get it out of my head. It's not literally, I mean, you, people do use it to mean steep, like Shura B'Tainus is like you're immersed in a Tainus. But I thought there's a, I don't know, thinking about the Shekhinah as like infusing tea and
I
think
I was thinking about
it's good imagery.
Like steeped or also like seeped. Like it's like, it's Like infused.
Yeah. All right. V'shanach nilam v'derech ner Chanukah ha-Shekhinah miskasheres imanu. The derech of ner Chanukah, that the Shekhinah is connected with us. I don't know why he goes to Moshe. Just like the with Moshe, that the snare was burning in fire. So now you can differentiate. This is why Ner Chanukah is different from all the other mitzvos. Even though all of them are for Pesachim Nisa, mitzvah chaviva. This is why Ner Chanukah is called mitzvah chaviva. So that's his answer. That it's true that you have other mitzvos that are chaviv, but none of them are demonstrative of the Shekhinah being shura with Klal Yisrael. And the Baal HaKuntres has a shir about the menorah where. He says that the idea, this is his theory about the Kodesh HaKodashim, that the Kodesh HaKodashim is supposed to, not the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Kodesh is supposed to exemplify like an inn, like a house with a table and and that's the Shulchan, and then the lamp, and then the Mizbeach, I think, I can't remember what he said. I would think it would be the bed, right? But I don't know if that's the thing. It might be the Kosher Kedashim also, because I know that that's what you think. But the Aron is described as a throne, right? Like we describe Hashem as Yoshev HaKruvim, right? So the Baal HaKuntres wanted to say that. That the idea of the menorah signifying Shekhinah is that, like, when you pass by a house and you can tell if someone's home by the fact that the lamp is lit, you know. So like it is, that's why it was chosen to signify the Shekhinah. And then furthermore, it's funny, he doesn't quote the actual pasuk, but with the snare we say we call God. Hold on, in Hazino. I just want to read the full pasuk.
So let's go.
Yes, we do call him that. Kamash Malan. This is in Lamed Gimel Tazayim. Umi Meged Eretz Mloa Uritzon Shilch Nisne, the one who dwells in the bush, which is clearly a reference to the burning bush and associating Shekhinah with that, you know. Yeah, so that's the Rav's explanation. So this explanation I like better than yesterday's Rav's explanation about the Chaviva thing, because that wasn't really explaining why Ner Chanukah was different than the other ones, but this is an idea of Chaviv, yeah.
I should remember a number of what Rav Pesach said about it.
Yeah.
I remember him just saying, oh, that's just how they refer to like the, it's like the Shekhinah of like.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I mean.
And he was like,
yeah, I mean, it is true. That's how they refer to the Shekhinah with it. Yeah. As I'm reading this, maybe the thing that, I'm just going to mention this, primarily for Yosef and Chaim, and it's more of a teaser for you guys because you didn't hear it, but I was working on this thing with Yosef, and I just mentioned it to Chaim like in the last couple of minutes about we found this midrash. Oh, there's no, it came from you though. So this it includes everybody except for Yeshua. No, but you'll hear for the first time that there's a midrash that the malacha of the Mishkan was completed on Chafei B'Kislev. Okay, but then the miluim, the dedication, was delayed till Chodesh Nisan. And the reason why God wanted to delay it is because he wanted to delay it, the dedication, until the month that Yitzhak was born in. Okay, that's a weird reason. Okay, that's what we're working on. But then the Midrash says, now it turns out Kislev lost out. Okay, so God says, don't worry, I'll make it I'll pay it back to you. I'll make it up to you. So he made it up with Kislev in terms of the Hanukkah of the Hashmonaim. That's when we had the dedication of rededication of the Mishkan in Kislev, you know. So I'm wondering if something Shechina something. Okay, let's stop here for today. Yeah, All right, but that's for another thing. Okay, so I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. I mean, I wanted to initially go into the remaining halachos, but we're not going to have time to like go fully into depth. And also, you guys have been starting your halachos year early, right?
No, I was only.
Oh, that was only yesterday. Okay, fine.
I think tomorrow's
going to be right here. Okay, fine. All right. All right, so we'll find something to do, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. Stop for today.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.